Hello, everyone. Now, before I begin with me just talking, I want to explain that this is a podcast that only includes one person, which is literally me. I literally told my sister about my podcast. She said we should do one, blah, blah, blah. I would love to do one, but I feel like with my sister, I would not want to do one with her. Just because we're so different in age. And I feel like as much as I love my sister, she necessarily doesn't bring out the, like, I can't be my whole self around her because she doesn't believe in the things I believe in, and she's very much millennial, older people minded. I feel like I'm very more open-minded and she's very more closed-minded in some ways. Okay, that's how I feel. And wait, I like literally came off with us talk me talking shit, but I'm not trying to talk shit. I love my sister so much. That's just how I feel, okay? And y'all, I wanted to just create this whole podcast on me just talking about how I view love and other things like that. I feel like I don't really want to, like, I'm just gonna talk about stuff and then, like, I'll move on to that because I feel like that's more into the topic. And I feel like I will cut my, I feel like what I do a lot is I do cut myself off. Like, I do, I will just I'll literally like be explaining a story and then I'll cut it to another story that I think is interesting. So if you see me do that, I'm so sorry. This will probably not be a great podcast for like that, but like I'm so sorry. I just really what I really want for this podcast is from just people to hear me out, listen to me, and y'all be my virtual friends. Even if maybe some people won't agree with things I say, you could always just I'm also You can always just explain it to me. I'm not very good at criticism, but I'll take it for what is worth, okay? Well, I wanted to start this podcast off was with what happened yesterday, like what's been happening these 2 days. Literally so funny because I've been wanting to film this podcast for forever, but my mom is in my room at night. Like, she literally stays in my bedroom at night. And I feel like that fucks me up so much. Like, I feel like a lot of people like are like, oh, I love sleeping with my mom. I love sleeping with my mom too. I love it. I feel like a little kid. Exactly. I feel like a little kid. I feel like I'm not growing as a regular like teenager because I feel like I'm so with my mom, and my mom and my parents aren't very much like a parent. They aren't really parents. Like, only my mom really asks about me. And I tell her because I just love telling my mom things. But like my dad, I don't really talk to my dad about things. Like, he literally, my dad's purpose in life is to just tell us what to do and what not to do and things to do in life. He's a good person when it comes to like talking about aspirations and like what do you want to do? Like, in the sense, like, he's a good person that like he's really good at giving advice. Like, if you need advice, he got you, girl. Also, want to say that if you hear that awful background noise, it is the side panels of my house are like they fell apart, and it's been like that for a year, and no one wants to fix it. Like, literally, my aunt, I've been having this problem because it's like literally next to my window, and no one wants to help me. So that's literally awesome. But that's the noise you'll be hearing. I'm so sorry if that's. I don't even know if you can hear it. If you can't hear it, then that's honestly embarrassing for me. But if you can hear it, I'm so sorry. Like I said, anyways, my dad is just, you know, he doesn't like. He just. The only thing he'll really talk to you is about school, even though he doesn't really like. He's not really invested in school. Like, I don't know. I feel like my parents never forced me and my brother to like join programs and like do this and this and this for our school, which is fine. But I just never was like even as a kid, like we were like told to like join basketball and things, but like, you know, my parents weren't necessarily ever putting us in those programs, and you know, it just created I just played a lot outside as a kid, but I stopped going outside like when all my neighbors started moving away. Like, I used to have a lot of neighbor friends and stuff. Like, we would literally go out, go to their houses, we would just go to the park together. Like, my mom was never there, like, growing up for me. Like, when I think about it. She says it actually hurts her, like, now that she thinks about it, but for real, growing up, I never, my mom was just not genuinely there. Okay. But yeah, so just having my mom being in my, that's what I was kind of leading up to. Sorry, like, you see how I like go and talk about neighbor kids, you know, but that wasn't the point. The point is, my mom just sleeps in my room every day, and I'm not gonna lie, it just gets a little irritating because it just feels like a little sister in a way. Because, okay, the story, the synopsis is, I don't even know what a synopsis is, whatever. My parents are separated, and they separated when I was graduating 8th grade, going into my freshman year of high school. And so my dad ended up getting custody of me and my brother. At the time, I didn't really like my mom because I thought my mom left me. Like, I literally had that because, like, my dad kind of told us, like, your mom left you guys, blah, blah, blah. And it really did hurt me. And as a kid, I believed my dad because it felt like it, even though my mom would call me every day, my mom would ask all the time that she wanted to see us. It was just, he was just, he was just saying that because he was mad. And also he is till this day still believes that she left us, even though she left him. Like, it wasn't like she left her relationship of being a mother. Like, she just left my dad. Obviously, where else was she supposed to go? Obviously, she's supposed to leave my dad's house if they're broken up. And so my dad always, like, believed this and this, but, like, whatever. And then I lived with my dad. I, like, fully believed I didn't have a mom anymore because of the way my dad made it seem. But then during quarantine, like, the end of quarantine, I went to go see my sister because my sister started living with my mom. And my mom basically told us everything. Like, that's not true. Like, look, I was calling you guys all the time. I was like, wait, it's true. Like, my mom would literally, like, I would be leaving school my freshman year, and she would be in the fucking corner, like, hi. And I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing here? Like, it would catch me off guard. 'Cause I had this hate for my mom, but at the same time, I loved my mom. But, excuse me, sorry. But like I said, I believed my dad so strongly that I just, like, started to, like, you know, I would just shit on my mom. And now I have a really good relationship with her, but basically, okay, this is, like, too much of whatever. I got caught smoking weed in my room. Not physically in the act, but they caught the smell, and my dad caught the smell, and my dad kind of put two and two together. It was so funny, but it was bad. And so my mom and my dad, he told my mom, and then my mom had a whole talk with me on the phone. And then my dad was like, no, my mom was like, oh, we should all talk as a family, you know, talk about what's going on and things. Because, like, when I said, like, the reason of me smoking weed, I was like, because I'm depressed, I'm this and this. And, sorry if I keep sniffling. But obviously, and then, like, my excuse was like, oh, like, a girl in school gave it to me. That was not true, by the way. I don't really need to go into depth with that. But, we all just talked in my living room to the point where my dad was literally tearing up. Like, I don't know, like, it affected them a lot, even though when did I got caught senior year, my senior year. So I got caught last year. Literally, I got caught like a month into me doing that. Did I still do it afterwards? Hell yeah, I did it. I still did it the day I got caught. Like, I'm not kidding. Right now, I'm gonna quit because, ugh, I just can't do it right now. We'll see what I do. Maybe we'll quit, maybe we don't, but right now I'm kind of, like, okay with not using right now. By the way, it's weed. I'm not using any other type of drug. I'm not fucking ballistic using fucking heroin and fucking, you know, cracking it into my veins. But yeah. And basically, my dad was like, oh, you could stay over here on the weekends if you would like that, if you really want to see your kids. Because beforehand, I would only see my mom at my sister's house, and my mom wouldn't really doesn't really t she did she doesn't take us out at all because she doesn't have a car, and I feel like I'm more better at going out with my mom now, but that time I would be so lazy. I'd be like, no, I don't want to go out. And also it was because at the time when we were growing up, I never went out with my parents. Like, we just never really did anything as a family. The only family activities we would do would be like go to like a like amusement parks in the summer. Like, we would be more family in the summer. But like then again, like we would just never talk and like socialize together. And I feel like now as a family, we're very much like separated, which is kind of sad. Like, I feel like I never grew up to have like a good family, which is why I feel like I am the way I am in certain relationships. But like I said, we're gonna talk about that later. But it very much is true. And so my mom started coming over every Saturday and Sunday. She would leave Sunday, but now she just stays every day because she's like, because literally where she goes is she's like, okay, if I don't come, who's gonna cook for you guys? Who's gonna do this for you guys? Like, she has the mentality where I know she has the mentality. It's like, wow, like I'm not gonna be able to be used again. And also, I feel like I just need a, like I just feel like my mom doing it. Like, she literally does not let me do shit because she would like to do it in her own way, and I hate that because it's like at the same time it's like, I mom, I want to help, and then my dad just goes like, oh, you're lazy, oh, you're this, oh, you're that, and my dad's never home. My dad's literally never home. My dad only comes home at night, and it's to eat and to sleep. That's literally it. And once he gets home, it's like the living room is his. We're not to be in the living room, and he's just on the phone talking to his girlfriend. That's literally what he does every day. It's like work, come home like at 9, eat, stay on the phone with his girlfriend, and go to sleep. Like, we barely talk, me and my dad. Which kind of sucks, not gonna lie, but I grew up with that. Like, I always grew up with my dad just working, and my mom was just never home. Like, she would be home, but she would either be sleeping, cooking, and cleaning. She wouldn't really socialize with me and my brother, or it would be like me and my brother would just get in trouble. Like, that's how it was with me growing up. My brother was more attached to my mom growing up. I was more attached to my dad, but my dad was not there. My dad was like not emotionally. He was not an emotionally available guy, and I grab a lot from my dad. I feel like I'm both of my parents, but I feel like I'm a lot of, like my dad because I feel like I'm emotionally unavailable for people, which sucks. But I'm really trying to like learn, but it's because I don't know what love is, which is crazy. I feel like I've never seen good love in my life, and when I see movies and shit, it just looks fake to me. I'm like, is this how people genuinely are? Like, I don't know. Like, I always think like that. Like, I was watching Modern Family, and I was like looking at how I was looking at Phil and Claire and how they hug and stuff. Oh, that's so funny. Sorry, I was like thinking as I said that. And I was like, wait, like these are how white families are. Like, they just hug and they just say I love you and stuff like that. Like, it's crazy to me because I never grew up with a family like that. Like, my mom. Also, I'm sorry if I'm being kind of like, I'm not trying to trauma dump, but I'm really just trying to like explain how I grew up and stuff. Like, my mom now, she tells me how her and my dad's relationship was, because it's like when I try to remember it, I don't really remember my mom and dad being happy. I feel like they would always yell, and my mom's advice half of the time is so bad. It's the worst advice ever. My mom also kind of fed into my anxiety. I'm not trying to blame it on her, but my sister said it like that, and I was like, wait. Like, it's just the advice that my mom tells me is just not very good advice. Like, for example, wait, I feel like that's a little too personal. Whatever. But me and my mom were talking about something that's gonna happen, and my mom was like, look, like, just listen to your dad. Like, when I was with your dad, he just never listened. Like, he's just such a stubborn man, and he doesn't like to listen to anyone but himself. So when we would argue, I would just say, okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't want to say something. I'm sorry. Like, it's my fault. Okay, you're right. You're right. And like, she basically was telling me to just tell my dad that he's always right. Blah blah blah. Another bad thing about my dad, he doesn't like to be heard if he's wrong or right because he thinks he's always right. He said, as a parent, I'm always gonna be right. You're the kid. I'm the parent, and I'm always right. And half of the time, like, I will argue with him because the things he says can just sound so stupid in my opinion. But my dad has literally told me to just shut up, even if he's wrong. And there's times where I literally he knows I caught him there. And then he just like whatever. He just continues to yell, but he like makes it small and whatever. My parents have a lot of old people mentality. But like I feel like a lot of the time what my dad says is true, but then at the same time I'm just like, what are you saying? Like, you sound stupid. And I know he's my dad, but that's just genuinely how I feel. And anyways, yeah, my mom does that a lot. Like, she would just tell me to just agree with what my dad says, because when we fight, I like to kind of stand up. The only person I could stand up to when we argue is like my dad or my mom. But I feel like my mom fed that into my head so much, I can't set boundaries for myself in anything because I'm too scared of what the other person will say. And I think I got that mostly because I'm scared of my dad. I'm like genuinely terrified of my dad. My dad used to hit me and my brother when we were kids, and it wouldn't be like the funny hit, like haha, it would be with the belt type shit. Like, it would be fucking scary. Like, it would actually scare the shit out of me. I stopped getting hit when I was like I don't know, 12, I don't even know. Like, he would just more yell at us now. And I remember the other day my dad like I was in my brother's room and he had hit my arm, and bro, that shit like literally brought me into a panic because it made me think of myself when I was a kid. I was like, fuck, like this was genuinely so scary. And I'm fucking 18 years old now, and that shit pissed me off because I'm like, why the fuck are you hitting me? I'm literally 18 years old, you know? Like, I'm way too fucking old. Also, I don't want to think like my dad are shitty parents. I don't think they were shitty parents. Like, they're not, nah, they were okay parents, but like I just feel like I kind of have no sense of love because of my parents and of how their relationship was. Oh yeah. Oh, I'll talk about the hitting thing right now, but then I'll kind of drop back into what I was saying. But basically, like my dad was kind of giving me and my brother like a lecture or whatever. He comes up to me like running, like not running, but he came up to me kind of aggressive. And he grabbed my hand. And I dead ass flinched. Like, I dead ass flinched. And it was just, he just wanted me to touch his shoe. And it dead ass, like I dead ass gasped and everything. Like, I went, I literally burped doing that. I went like that. And, it wasn't even like him hitting me, but like, I feel like I'm just so scared of my dad. Like as much as I could joke around with my dad, I do it a lot because I know that he'll calm down when I do that. But you know, I'm genuinely scared of my dad. But anyways, like another thing, like what sh okay, I'm kind of already getting into the topic that I was talking about. I literally wrote it on my notes. Like feeling of never being able to be loved. What am I even talking about? Oh yeah, my mom like the other day was literally telling me this. She was like, you know, me and your dad would go like 3 months without talking to each other, and then we would just talk to each other and blah blah blah. And I'd be like, what the fuck? Like that, like I remember, I don't know if she told me that in bed in North Carolina. When I went to North Carolina for like 11 days, we stood at my brother's house, and she told me that, and I was dead ass like in tears because it like genuinely hurt my soul, like when she told me that. And like, I don't know, it just hurt because it's like I didn't think their relationship was that bad. Like, I didn't think like that at all till like now. She always tells me little things here and there. Like, she's like, oh, like another thing she told me, she was like, oh, you know, your dad, oh shit, did my phone crack? Oh shit, I think it did. She was like, oh, you know, your dad, one time I got him a present, and I got him clothes and like a ring or whatever, and your dad goes, oh, I'm never gonna wear that. So you could send it to your family in Ecuador because I'm never gonna wear that. What do you think? And I remember my mom was just like, "Oh, okay." And she didn't like express that it hurt her or whatever, but she did what he said. Like she sent it back. And oh my God, that also broke me so bad. It broke me so bad because like my dad isn't like a malicious person. I just feel like he just genuinely does not know how to love because of how he was also growing up. Like his mom passed away when he was really young. And his dad was also really fucking mean to him. Like when my parents tell me how their parents were to them, it like breaks my heart for them because it's like, wow, like little them did not deserve that. But also like even though I wasn't treated like how they were treated, I didn't deserve that either. And I feel like we're just creating a cycle in my family. Like I like now me, I can't see myself in a relationship. I don't. Because I don't know what good love. Literally, I've never seen good love from anyone. The only love that I see that is like, oh, so cute, is my older brother and my sister-in-law. They have the cutest relationship, and it like makes me so happy because like my brother also never got to see that. His dad was a piece of shit, so I'm like really happy for him. But it scares me because it hurts when like it hurts for you to know like, oh, like you don't know if you're ever going to be able to be capably loved because of what you've seen as a child. And even what I've seen till now, like my sister never had a good relationship with her baby daddy. I literally fucking hate him. There's a lot of things I could say about that man, but I won't because it's too personal and it's not my business. But I fucking hate him. Like he's the worst fucking guy in existence. I've never seen good love from them, never. And even when they would try, it would piss me off because I just knew it was all a fucking lie. And it was all a fucking lie. I just have this like hate towards him. Like I just never want to see him in my life. I never want to see him in my life. And it's so funny though. It's so funny. I just never seen true love. Like I've never seen good love from any of my family members, all of my family members, nothing. So it's like when I would want to be in a relationship with someone, I completely just shut down emotionally. I can't be there for them. It feels really weird. It feels really weird having someone touch you and stuff. Like, I know people are like, oh my God, I crave that feeling. Oh my God. Like, I had this like guy, he was literally perfect on paper, but he wasn't at the same time. Like, he says everything. He would say everything a girl would love to hear, but it's like I never felt comfortable. I felt very just uncomfortable being in that hole. That makes sense, you know? So, wait, hold up. Let me see what else I wrote. Oh yeah, literally, it did. My whole family dynamic really did affect me in a very deep psychological, in a very deep and psychological way. Sorry, that did not sound grammatically right. I had to like change it again, but just like my mom and my dad, even like when as my mom was saying this to me, it's like, yeah, it's true. Because like even when my mom and dad were together, basically in my house there's three bedrooms, okay? There's a really small bedroom, my bedroom is like a medium-sized bedroom, and my dad's room, which is huge, humongous. My room doesn't have a closet, the little room doesn't have a closet. And my dad's one does, but he bought his own like armoire or whatever. I don't even know. And so basically, oh my God, I'm like freezing. You know, like when you just get so cold out of nowhere. That's what literally just happened to me. And I'm in my bed filming this, by the way. I hope that the audio is not fucked up because I'm moving my iPad around and shit. Because I'm literally gonna get comfy. But oh. Yeah, basically growing up it would be really weird. Like it would literally be my mom sleeping in my room. No. So in the little room, my sister and my niece were there at the time because my sister didn't move out yet. And she had my niece at 19. And so it was just my sister and my niece in the little room. And then in this room, it would be my brother, me, and my mom. And then in the bigger room it would be my dad, but I never would see my dad sleep in that room. It would always be him like in the couch. Sometimes he would sleep in the bigger room, but sometimes. And I'd be really confused because sometimes my mom would sleep with me and I'd be so confused because I wouldn't see them fight or anything, but they just like would not sleep together. And then it would be like that one random day I would come home from school and they would just be hugging and whatever. And they'd be like, hi. And then I would be like, oh, so everything's fine and whatever. And then they would sleep together for like, I don't know, like a week or so. And then it would just be back to the same shit. My mom sleeping in my room with my brother and whatever. Me and my brother didn't get our own rooms till my parents separated. Because when my parents separated, my sister ended up leaving because my sister's actually my half sister and she's not my dad's kid, she's my mom's kid. So she's like, oh, like, you know, I'm gonna move out. I found an apartment near here. So you guys can just have this house, whatever. And so my brother took the little room and I took my room still. This was always my room. I always considered it my room, but it never felt like my room. And it did feel like my room at one point. Now it doesn't feel like my room just because I really have no, like, I don't have any type of privacy. Like, and the thing is, I love my room at night. Like, that's where I literally strive. I strive at night. And so my mom being here kind of is bad, but my dad actually, whatever, it's not even that personal. My dad actually got a new girlfriend and she's like supposedly moving in or whatever in March. And I got mad at that because he's just such a hypocrite. Like such a hypocrite because he literally goes and talks shit about like my cousin. She's my cousin, right? Not really, not anymore, but I still call her family because I've known her. Oh my God. Literally so bad. Oh. Like, and oh, he's a hypocrite because literally my cousin just got into a really like Mike, okay. Whatever, he's a hypocrite because of literal past things. He always has to like be like, oh, like people are moving too quick with their relationship. Oh, yeah, I was literally about to go in depth with them. That's not okay. And whatever, and he's already moving her in, and I've only met her once, and she lives in Ecuador. And so, you know, and it also hurts my feelings because my parents were together for so long, and he's already quick to marry her, but he was never quick to marry my mom. And I never thought my mom was like a bad person, but you know, like, I don't know. My dad always just my dad to this day thinks like my mom's just not a good mom, blah blah blah. Even though she does literally fucking everything for us, I don't know why he just always has this thing for her. Even though like I don't know, my dad is just such a hypocritical man. And I also don't want people to think that my dad's a horrible man. My dad is always there, like he's there financially for us and stuff, and he's a good dad when you need him there, I guess. But I just feel like growing up, I just never saw that much good between my parents. I also did not have a good relationship with my mom. I have a way more better relationship with my mom now, but when I was younger, I did not like my mom. I felt like my mom hated me when I was a little kid. Like, I always just felt like that because it was like anything I would do, I would get hit for. My brother and I also, I feel like in 9th grade or whatever, I would be really fucking mean to my little brother, and I also felt like I just had this hate towards him. Not in a fucked up way, but I just like got so angry because like I would literally get literally, I'm sorry, I literally would get like in trouble for things that weren't even my fault. And like I would get chased around the house just because like I would push my brother, and my brother is so dramatic, and he would like make himself fall on purpose. And he told me one time, he was like, I'm sorry, I did do that on purpose. You know how little kids are, like they don't really see the consequences, but I would always get in trouble. I can remember the one time my mom actually hit my brother was because when we were fighting and he ripped my One Direction poster that was on my wall, and that shit broke my heart because I literally got that in a fucking magazine, and my mom like went and hit him. By the way, my parents wouldn't hit us like crazy hard, like no, he would they would, but like whatever, like it wasn't like I never really considered like abuse. I hope people we're just his, that's just my Hispanic mom, okay? But they don't do like anything like that anymore, and I feel like they're more awake. No, at least my mom is, because I tell my mom it's not okay to hit and whatever. But yeah, my mom's more like educated on it, I guess. It's just that's how they grew up, with their parents, but their parents were like 800 times worse. So, you know, and yeah, and so, oh God, sorry, I'm like trying to position myself in a good place. But yeah, and also like I would break things, my mom would get mad at me. Like I would literally, like I remember, I literally have this remembering, like I remember that this when I was little, when the back room was my dad's room, was my parents' room, there was a jewelry like glass case there that had jewelry in it. It was a jewelry glass container. And I'm like a very clumsy person. I'm pretty sure I went up to get like water or something, and I remember I made it fall. And yo, my heart dead ass dropped. Like it dead ass dropped. And I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And then I would tell my dad everything. Like I would tell my dad like oh, my mom's doing this, mom's doing that. And then I remember she would get mad that I would do that. Like she would like genuinely get mad, and she'd be like, oh, just get out and go call your dad or something. I don't know. But I remember I was genuinely like terrified in the moment. And then I have like this other memory where like before my house, because we remodeled my whole house. But before we remodeled my whole house, it was like you needed a key to enter to the front. Now you don't need a key. Like you literally anyone could enter my house because it's like all open. And I remember once me and my brother got into a fight, and my mom literally goes, oh my God, Diana, why are you guys always fighting? Blah blah blah. I'm gonna go outside. And I'm like, what do you mean? And whatever. I went outside and I dead ass stayed out there, and I just put a bunch of jackets there, and I just cried myself. I just like wanted to fall asleep because I was like, bro, like are you like she dead ass locked the door. Like I could not go inside. Like I don't know if she locked it or not. I don't know. But I just remember I never like I stayed out there until like I went inside, and then my mom had like completely forgot about it or whatever. But I was like outside of my door. Not outside, completely outside, but you know, if that makes sense. And I just like put a bunch of jackets, and I would just cry myself to sleep. I don't know if I was trying to sleep or not, but that's what I remember. And yeah. And so I also just never thought my mom liked me. Like I always felt like my mom hated me. She also is a very much like she likes the barones, like those barones, like she likes only the boys. Like we would always say, like my older brother that's in North Carolina, who he was with his family there, like we would always say that he was the favorite, because he really was the favorite. Like it would be like probably like I don't know how I could say it on this computer, but my little brother would always be my mom's favorite. Like my mom treats my little brother like a fucking king. Like she always did. But yeah. Did it cause a lot of it caused a lot of hurt on me and my sister. Like I feel like me and my sister were like the black sheep of the family. My sister always felt like that. I always felt like that. And I feel like me and my sister do carry out the same problems because we don't know how to love properly. I don't know how to love properly, especially, but I feel like I'm more admitting to it. But yeah, like a lot of what I saw as a kid and a lot of what I see now really completely emotionally and mentally, emotionally, physically, mentally, whatever, it really did impact me a lot, because like I just like now I just don't see myself in a relationship because I just don't know what love is. I don't know how to love a person. Also like my parents were never really cariñoso with me, like physically. Like they wouldn't really like hug me or anything. Like they would hug me, but that's it. It would just be like a hug and whatever. And so like I can't accept hugs now. Like I feel really weird. It's just really weird how like everything works out and stuff. I feel like even with friendships, it affected me a lot with my friendships because I never was able to communicate. I feel like every friendship I've had was shitty. I've only had one good friendship. Every other person has been so shady towards me. I'm not kidding. And also, maybe I've been shady. I've probably been shady to probably the only friendship I could say that I really did fuck up was this one, was the one, was this one girl, because I do feel like I was genuinely fucking mean towards her. But I also feel like she did deserve it because she treated me like shit, like complete shit at first. So I never, like, I valued our friendship, but to an extent, I didn't value it as much as she did, which is kind of fucked up. And I did do like really kind of crazy things. Not really crazy things. No, I kind of did do crazy things. But I never, that she'll probably never find out. And if she does, then whatever. I don't care. I'm not her friend anymore. I never want to be her friend anymore. Because she's shady. She was always a shady person. Always made me feel like shit because of how, of what I would wear, what I would, just always made me feel shitty about myself. Even her family would make me feel so fucking shitty. So, I just, whatever. That's the one friendship I could say that I did fuck up, because I do feel like, I do feel bad for things I've done. The only, like, okay, I don't know what to say, I don't know. That's kind of crazy if I say it. Like, a crazy thing I did was, like, I don't want to say it. Okay, I'm not gonna say it because it's just, okay, whatever. I'll say one thing. Basically, like, she was talking to this guy, but she was very much a player to this guy, and I felt bad for him because she would always, like, down, like, make him, like, for example, like, if a guy or if anyone is older, no, if anyone is younger than her, she will make you feel old, younger. Like, she, like you could be a month younger, and she'll literally make you feel like a fucking baby, even though, like, it's not even anything crazy. Like, she was like, I remember she was talking to my brother, and she'd be like, she would be like, oh, like, this is so bus. And then my brother was like laughing, and he's like, she's like, oh, isn't this like what the kids say? Bitch, you're fucking 16, my brother's fucking 14. Like, what? Like, are you fuck? Like, she would just always act older, like, act like she knows all these things. It just pissed me off. It's like, girl, like, you're a little ass kid yourself. Like, who the fuck are you? And another thing I didn't like about her is that my brother is kind of like, he's just like, he's not, he's just like, since he grew up with me and my sister, he's more like of a, like, not, he's like kind of girly, like, that he's not really a girly girly, like, it's just like how he talks. Now, he doesn't even talk girly. It's just like he hasn't even hit puberty, so he kind of sounds like me. And my and she would overly, like, she'd be like, oh, because I know your brother's gay. Oh, because your brother acts like this. Oh, because your brother acts like that. Why? Why? Why are you getting mad? Like, it's true though. Like, blah blah blah. And I would get mad because it's like, bitch, you can assume and shit, but why the fuck you have to bring it to me? Like, why do you have to say that shit? I'd be like, girl, shut the fuck up. Like, I would literally just say it simple like that, because it's like, girl, who are you to assume? And even if he was, like, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. How about that? Shut the fuck up. Like, that's literally why I hate her so much. Like, she literally overly expressed her opinion on my family members. Like, she would, like, oh my God. There's this TikTok of a guy who looked just like her dad. And I wasn't even saying it in a fucked up way. Like, he genuinely looked like her dad. And then she's like, what the fuck? That's so fucked up. Blah, blah, blah. At least my dad works out. Like, and at least my dad has a good job, blah blah blah, this and that. And I'm like, bitch, what the f-? Like, she genuinely got hurt by a, like, and the thing is, the video, my friend literally admitted it herself that he looks like him, and it was an Hispanic dad. It was just an Hispanic dad in this video that I saw, and it looked exactly like her dad. And she was here, like, already, like, cursing my dad out and shit. I'm like, bitch, I wasn't even saying jack shit about your fucking dad. Calm the fuck down. It pissed me off to a so. Oh my God, I don't know why I stayed friends with that bitch. Like, she just had a, such a overly, she, ugh, so annoying. Like, oh my God, like, every friendship she had, no one liked her. No one liked her. No one liked her. And honestly, honestly, of course. And I remember, like, why was I even talking about her? Oh yeah. Whatever, she's a horrible person, whatever. And basically, like, she was talking to this guy who's younger than her. He was a junior and she was a senior. Yeah, right? When I was a junior, he was a sophomore. And he was a year younger than us. And so she was always on and off with him, but she always liked him. But at the same time, when she would get with him, like she didn't know what to do, even though he really liked her, and he would have done anything for her. But like she was just a player. Like she also would tell us like she just can't just talk to one person. Like she has to talk to multiple people. And she talked to like a friend of his before, blah blah blah. And so I got irritated because when we stopped being friends, right? She had went out with him. And I was like, that's kind of fucked up because he had a girlfriend at that time. And she had posted him on Instagram and everything, like her hand on his chest with the song. I said, you don't need nobody else. Feels like you don't got me. So you feel like you've been by yourself. I've been in and kind of down myself. Okay. She posted that shit, right? And I remember me and my friend were like, oh, this is him. Like, this is, she didn't show his face, but we knew it was him because of the chain and everything. Like, we just knew it was him. Because I also took a photo of them leaving school together because they were going to her house. And I was like, that's fucking weird. Like, he has a girlfriend and everything. And so what I did was I still, okay, actually, I'm not going to bring that part up. My friend had like a video of like him in her house type shit. And so we texted his girlfriend like, oh, just letting you know your man's talking to this girl. And then she was like, oh, like, is it this girl? And it was that girl. So we were like, yeah, it's her. And they ended up breaking up or whatever. And he ended up completely hating her. Like he believed that it was her that showed that he's the one, like she's the one that sent it to the girl, which makes no sense because like, why would she do that if she liked you? Why would she send that to the girlfriend? Like, obviously that would. So whatever. He and then I found out background story was we ended up becoming friends again, and I felt bad because I was like, oh fuck. But at the same time, like she basically she told me that she never knew that they were together. Like she was told that they were just like talking and they were friends or whatever. But like he would stay at her house. Like he would stay at her house like every fucking day, every night, and they would sleep there. Like he would leave his house like at 9 p.m. and sleep over her house, and they would go to school together, blah blah blah, and they would leave school together, blah blah blah, and that she just never knew that they were together, and I was like, oh fuck, like that's fucking crazy. I was like, oh shit, maybe I shouldn't have done that, but like even the more that I think about it, like I don't know, like I still feel like it was a good thing for me to do, but I just felt bad for my friend at the time, my friend at the time. Because she didn't deserve that shit. She did not deserve that shit in a way. Like, and then the guy ended up like he just stopped caring about her completely. Like he completely does not like her now. I don't know about now. I don't know if they could be talking now for all I know. But if they are, then that's fucking funny because that's sad. Well, apparently she has a boyfriend now, but I don't really care. My friend is still invested. My other friend, my other old friend is still like invested in her life. For me, I have not looked at her account since August. Like she's like in the back of my mind. Like I just don't think about that bitch. And I know that bitch says shit about me. But literally what's so funny was like, I think this was like the second day of college that I went to school, and she actually signed up to be in the same college as me. And I got so mad because I was like, girl, like I'm not even planning on. Like at the time, I was like already like plan. I just wanted to be like good with her. Like I didn't want to like be really close with her. But I only became friends with her in the summer because like I had literally no plans with anyone else. I didn't create any plans with my friends, which was my fault. Like I just was not like a. I just didn't plan things out, and she was the only one that was actually trying to like do stuff. So I was like, okay, I'll hang out with you because I don't want to have a boring summer. And tell me why I'm in college and I left her my Crocs at her house, and she was mad at me because I never texted her or whatever, even though I was going through things and she knew that. And she literally came to my house and was like, okay, I know you're mad at me, blah blah blah. And I'm there like about to cry because I'm like, bitch, don't, why the fuck are you here? Like, get the fuck out of my house. Like, respectfully leave my fucking house. Like, I don't know why you're here. And she came here and she hugged me and she's like, okay. I can see you're not into it. Like, clearly I'm not into it. Leave me alone. And then I remember I was just making like small talk with her because whatever. And then I remember she was like, oh, like for your birthday, I'm gonna come to your house. I'm like, are you okay? Go say, so funny. And she's like, you have any plans for your birthday? I was like, oh, I'm probably gonna do this with my friend, blah blah. I don't know exactly details I said, but But yeah, and then I remember I remember like she completely like after that she came to my house, like she kind of like just like stopped being like she not say we were already not friends, but she kind of she blocked me on TikTok. She blocked me on everything, even though I really don't know what I did. Like I really didn't do anything if you really think about it. The only thing I would like do is like talk shit, but like wait. I'm sorry if I sound like a bad person. I feel like no one really knows the genuine story between us. So you would think like I'm being a horrible person, but I'm really not. I just stopped talking to her because like I just did not want to be friends with her anymore. Being friends with her is like it's kind of like your besties with like a mirror, if that makes sense. Like you're only friends with like she literally only talked about herself. Like she never really gave a fuck about anyone else but herself. All her friendships ended. She only cared about herself. Like that's literally what she was. She's a very selfish person. Like I remember when we first started talking again, she managed to talk about herself the whole 45 minutes of the train ride. Never once asked me about myself. She just started talking about how she's making a fucking company, blah 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 blah, and how she doesn't care about this guy, this guy, this guy. Like she literally talks to like 800 guys in like 2 weeks. She will literally talk to 500 guys in like 2 weeks. And to the point where in the summer she was literally groomed, and I told her not to do it. But literally, once we stopped being friends, she went and sucked a 25-year-old's cock. Ew, cock. Dick. And she was 17 years old. Wait, no, she was like 17. She just turned 18. She was freshly 18. I just thought that was weird. I told her not to do it. But obviously, I was the only person that was giving her the right advice, because even when we weren't friends at the same time, I was like, why am I gonna make her do these dumb things? So I would literally just like, even if I like wasn't being a great friend at the same time, me talking shit, I'll admit that I always did just want to see the best for her, but she just never would listen. She would just do things out of her own, out of her things, I just don't like her now. I genuinely don't care about her. My other friend, what she literally texted me on Nora being like, oh, like she called me, and I was like, okay, great. I don't care if like, I feel like they're friends now, but I don't care. Like I said, she's the one putting herself in through that if they are friends. Another thing that would confuse me about that other girl was literally the fact that like, she would like we when she got when we got drunk, she was literally like fat shaming her, calling her names, and then the next day, like my but wait, we're talking about two different people. Okay, so she the one we're talking about that was fat shaming was my other best friend, and the fat shamed the one that was being fat shamed was the girl that I'm expressing my hate about. Okay, she was like, oh my God, fat, she was just fat shaming her. I really don't want to say it. And I was like, and I remember the next day, like they were just texting, and that was because like we had called her or whatever, and she had like called us back, and like they were just texting and whatever and being like, then they became friends again, then they became cool or whatever. I don't know if they're cool now, but I feel like they are, because like I feel like when my friend was starting to tell me those things, I like started having dreams with both of them. Like that was the first time I started having dreams with literally both of them being friends. But then I was friends with this other girl that I'm not friends with anymore right now. And so yeah. I just feel like I had very sketchy friends, like actually. But yeah, I just didn't like how she was fat shaming her, but then like she went ahead and like called her the next day and like blah blah blah. That's what really scares me about friendships. I don't know. I just feel like I've never had like a genuinely good friendship where we like I just don't really like talking shit. Like sometimes it's good to talk shit. Like the one friend I would talk to a lot, we would talk shit, but like I would never talk shit about her. She probably talks shit about me now, but honestly, I deserve it. She probably is just like, oh, I just hate when she says that she has things going on. She's never talked to me, blah blah blah. Because I kind of stopped talking to all my friends completely. I stopped talking to everyone, even the one that did not deserve it. I feel like only one of my friends didn't deserve me ghosting them, and I ghosted them. But I only continued trying with the other girl because she actually continued like texting me and blah blah blah. But what sucks is like I would love to be friends, but like when we would hang out now, it would be so awkward. Like we would just be like making small talk, and it just didn't feel like our genuine friendship like how it used to be. Because I feel like we both like have a lot to say to each other, but we're too scared to say it to each other because we're also very alike in a way, but very different. She always made me feel very shitty, but I feel like she would do it unintentionally. She would think she's doing it unintentionally, but it would genuinely physically hurt. And like I was also gaslighted into saying I feel like she never was in a relationship, so she kind of started prioritizing her relationship with her boyfriend than me. Me, I'm such a completely different person. Like if I had friends and I had a boyfriend, I would prioritize my friends over my boyfriend. Sorry, boyfriend. But that's just how I am because like I wouldn't want my friends feeling like shit. Like they're my friends. Why am I gonna prioritize my boyfriend, a boy, over my girls? Like, you know. But she prioritized her boyfriend a lot, and she just kind of he molded her a lot. Like he kind of influenced her a lot, and so she kind of just became like I don't know, just this person she wasn't, I guess. Like the person I met her, like I remember she would post things about her. She'd be like, "Ew, my old m me 2 years ago was so fucking corny and cringy, and I fucking hate her." Like she was so like blah blah blah, like indie, like ew, my indie self. And I miss her. Like I just missed how it was, 'cause like I feel like she just started caring more things about now that she has a boyfriend. And I just kind of wish that she had this love for herself. She's so beautiful and so amazing. She was a very amazing person, the person I knew. But I feel like now, like, she could be a shitty person, but she'll try to make excuses and be like, no, this and that. I didn't mean to do it like that. Like, you know, blah, blah, blah. But it's an excuse. I do a lot of excuses too, but I'll admit it. The only thing is, I'm not really good at admitting it towards people. Like, I feel like I'll do shitty things for people to, for my own security, but. Like I see, I kind of how do I explain this? Like I kind of put myself down a lot, and I'll prioritize other people's happiness for my own, if that makes sense. Like right now I could be talking all this shit. Like right now I could be like, oh, this and that. But if I'm hanging out with someone in person, I will prioritize them over myself. Like that's like I swear. Like if the other person wants to do something, I'll do it for them because they want to do it and I feel bad for them. And I want to do whatever the other person wants to do to make them happier because they are more important than I am. Like I've always been like that. Always. I'll just prioritize someone else other than myself. Like for example, like I went out to eat with, was this the last time we hung out? I don't know if the last time we went to hang out was for the movie theater when we went to eat. But I literally like she brought her own money, but I paid for it with my car. I was like, just give me the money, I'll pay for it myself. It's fine. And you know, she brought enough money for like this and that, but I paid for her rice. I paid for, you know, I was like, wait, you want this? You want this? You want this? Like, I'm just very much like, but then the other person wants it, I'll get it for them because I just want them to be happy and stuff. Like, I've always been like that. Always, always, always. Like, when me and my cousin, we were gonna get a board game, I was like, which one do you want though? Like, which one do you think we will all play? Like, even when I thought the other one was a better idea, she said this one, I bought it. You know, so like that's just how I've always been, but I feel like a lot of my friends took advantage of that and they did it without even knowing, except for one friend. She never really took advantage of me. I love her, like, I actually love her physically and mentally. Like, I love her so much. No, she actually, like, went through a lot of stuff, but I feel like she never let it like determine her. But I feel like a lot of stuff that's happened to me affected me a lot, and it kind of molded me into a person that I'm not. I'm not who I am right now. Like, as much as I say, oh, I found the real me, no, I feel like the real me, I lost. I did lose the real me. But like, yeah, like whatever she wanted, something I'd get it for her. Literally, when we stopped being friends, I was literally gonna go get the squishy she wanted, but that was before I found out like she like unfollowed me and everything. And that hurt like a bitch. But it's okay. I honestly did deserve it. I texted her happy birthday and everything. I just never said anything after. I just wanted her to know that I wished her a happy birthday and stuff and whatever. But she looks happier. She looks really happy. And I don't want people to be caught up in my bullshit either. I feel like when we were, I also didn't want to be that friend that's like there was always something going on. That was the she. I did lie to her though. I did lie to her because I remember, because in the summertime I started getting like this anxiety where I just didn't want to text anyone because I felt like I was just bothering everyone, and I started doing it to everyone. She asked me, "Oh, what's wrong?" And I remember I just told her, "Oh, it's because of my parents." Blah blah blah. No, it was not because of my parents. It was because I was too anxious and too scared to text you because I was scared that you were gonna think it's stupid. And I remember she was like pinned on my messages and she unpinned me. And that hurt so bad. That hurt me so bad. I was like, fuck. Like, I really did fuck up. I was like, I'm not gonna fuck up this time. I promise. I'm just not gonna. Nope, I fucked up again. Because I started ghosting only one person. I would do this to him all the time. But then it just became a habit and I started doing it to fucking everyone. And now I have like literally zero friends. I have zero friends, zero people I talk to because I just don't feel very interesting anymore. Like when people ask, "Oh, what's up with you?" I'm like, "Oh, nothing." And I just literally talk about family problems because that's the only thing that is going on in my life. Other than that, nothing. Because I haven't been going to college and I feel like a complete failure. But that's like another thing to talk about another time. And yeah. So I feel like you learned a lot about me. And there's 3 minutes left into this podcast, but I hope someone will listen to it. I'm just gonna end it short here because I've been talking for an hour straight. I wanted to say it's not advice is just to try to focus on yourself, try to like work on yourself, try to, move on from things. I feel like what I'm gonna do today is just text anyone back, I guess. I don't even know. But what I really want is to just work on myself. I want to create. I want to create, like, I want to just create better experiences. I want to meet better people in a way. But I don't want to, like, I also, what I don't want people to get out of this, I don't want people to think that I'm just blaming the other people. And if you have genuine questions on like things I've said, you can go ahead and ask them. I don't want to seem like a horrible person for me talking shit. I do feel like I have a lot of reason. I have a lot of reasoning as to why I'm like this. But that's just, I just, obviously, I'm not going in depth. Oh shit. I'm not going in depth with what I said. If you want more in depth on people, I feel like a lot of people have been really fucking weird. I've met a lot of weirdos, like a lot of people that just took advantage and they think they weren't taking advantage, but they were taking advantage of me. And yeah. So I hope you guys enjoyed my podcast on me talking about love. I also did not go in depth with one thing that I saw and I was like, wait, that's so true. But I'll probably try to talk about it in the next episode. I hope you guys like Just a Girl 98. And we'll talk soon. And Please, 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 if you guys just want to talk to me, my TikTok is Litzy, is Liddy, Litzy, Isi, I know, Litzy, Islitty. Okay, you guys could just follow me, and I follow anyone who looks real, and I just want to have a friend. I would love to have a friend. I'm 18, please. That's all I want. Someone to listen to me, just to listen. Thank you.